Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, the Christmas gift exchange plus cinnamon rolls. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list, from toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to date a girl that makes my friends' wives furious. That's what I want. She's not wearing enough clothes. She's younger than you are.
Yep.
She's a poor reflection of you.
Yep.
Then I'm going to show up with her again at the next event. She's wearing even less.
Yeah. For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We're all here for the last show of the year.
Woo-hoo!
Boy, oh boy. Oh,
we'll have some best of.
It's kind of bittersweet, isn't it?
That's
say goodbye to everybody for the
No, I understand. We have some more gifts. I've got to open a couple over here. And we've got some more songs coming up
right now. I think we have something coming in, yes.
Amy, my assistant, is here with a giant box.
We all love
Amy.
Amy.
It's the best.
Amy. She's holding
a giant
gift.
God, Tom.
It's almost as cavernous as a chimney.
Today.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
This is my mother's recipe.
Oh.
Oh,
no.
My God. My mother's famous recipe for cinnamon roll. I haven't had any carbs in a year.
You're going to make us all...
We're going to cry now.
Oh. You're killing us.
You nailed it.
Oh, no.
Look at the look in his face.
I haven't had one of these in 20 years. Oh, my God. This is so sweet.
But to be clear, your mother didn't make that, right?
No. No.
Oh, thank you, Amy.
That was brilliant.
Gosh. That's so lovely.
Exactly.
Everybody's got to try. Get microwave them for 10 or 15 seconds. These are so good.
Wow.
This
Pass.
Is my mom's recipe, which we have framed
Look
in my
that.
Hallway.
Very nice.
Kelly framed that.
Pass.
These are just delicious.
What do we do if they're just garbage?
we have to lie and make yummy sounds.
Pass.
No, I'm not saying that Amy did a poor job. I'm saying what
the recipe
is flawed.
No.
Recipe is like arsenic. What's that? Yeah, well, that was a big thing.
No, please
there.
Don't eat them. Then I'll eat them. Oh, my God.
There's a stain in the ingredients.
Oh, my God. They're delightful. That's what a thoughtful gift.
Mm. How lovely.
Thoughtful.
How lovely.
My mom was famous for these.
Did she make them every Christmas?
She made them all the time.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Mm. Don't make them anymore, though, does she?
Look, ever since I've been here, it's been 8 years. Whenever we eat a little something on the air, Tom will take somewhat of a bite and kind of... I've never...
Yeah.
He
inhaled the whole thing.
That is a real testament.
With tears coming up.
That's the closest thing to carbs I've had all year.
Do you need to go vomit or something?
Oh, no.
Okay. He's going to pass out.
Oh, my God.
How nice.
So great. They're so delicious. You'll try them.
I will. I can't wait.
Yeah, we will.
Little jolt.
Absolutely.
Oh, you'd be surprised. Check. Much more tasty.
I would have to be, yeah.
Much more tasty than those bagels you ate earlier. And by the way, whatever sauce they brought in with the cream, whatever that is, in them, it smells like dead fish in the grain room. What is that stuff?
Cream cheese.
Chick does prefer the Italian garlic onion vegetable.
No, there's garden. There's vegetable.
Garden vegetable.
Garden vegetable cream cheese. And
that's good
cheese.
On a blueberry bagel.
Yeah, I know. One of them smells like a dead salmon or something.
I
understand that we have another song coming. Is that correct?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Before we get to the song, I'm being given the signal.
No.
Oh, we're doing the song first? Okay, very good.
I have my gift, actually, for you guys. Pat, will you read this?
Oh, boy.
It says nudes?
Yeah.
From a hooker?
Yeah.
Nudes from a hooker?
Yeah. So this is what I got all of you is some homemade bucatini pasta.
Noodles.
Nudes.
Boy, I tell you what, bucatini. Bucatini sounds like a sex move, right, Josh?
It does kind of, doesn't it?
We warned you.
Sure does.
I gave her the old bucatini. She won't walk right for a week.
Mommy's pastries.
I should actually post that cinnamon roll.
I wish you would. Saved millions of lives.
It's amazing.
We lost him.
No, we didn't.
We did it? Okay.
No, his bad childhood just comes to haunt him about every...
It sickens me that someone loves their mother. That's
about every...
pissing me off. You know what my mother made me?
Miserable.
Flinch a lot. You know what my mom made me?
You know my mom gave me? Bruises.
All right.
Just playing along.
Yeah, sure.
And now... So now, who's singing here?
And now a song.
Well, from the movie Elf, Leon Redbone and Zooey Deschanel, right?
Yeah.
They do a wonderful version of A Baby It's Cold Outside. So we thought we'd play those characters and give you a little twist on that song.
Okay.
Because it's very controversial.
Yeah.
So here we go. All right. You in character there or not?
Yeah.
Well, I had a lovely evening. And we had dinner.
A
couple of drinks. Came back for a nightcap. But I think it's time to wrap up the evening. I'll give you a little peck on the cheek, you know.
Yeah. Maybe something a little more than a peck on the cheek.
Oh, my. Like
that. Yeah. Because I'd really like to stay.
Maybe it's too hot inside.
It's our third day.
I should call you a ride.
This evening's not over.
I'm not ready for this.
Take me to bed.
Let's just hold hands. I'm not there yet.
Come on, Pat. Do me in a hurry.
Baby, it's starting to flurry.
Give it to me good and give me some more.
How much booze was in the drink you poured?
Put down the guitar.
Is that the Uber driver's car?
How about just a little tongue or something?
Drink some coffee, Jess. I insist.
Are we gonna bang or what?
Maybe you're moving too fast.
I thought all comics were sluts.
Yes, some of us have a pass.
I know you know how.
Of course I know how.
You have a kid.
Button up your shirt. I can see your...
Get on me. Go, sir.
Well, I am known as a closer.
Bend me over the kitchen sink.
What the hell? Let's do it. I'm having a few drinks.
I really want to stay.
Yeah, okay.
Baby, it's hot.
Another true story from Pat and Jess.
A little behind the scenes, when we were in a closed room rehearsing this, he was like, "So is it okay? We bend you over the kitchen sink." And we just howled. Like, where else do you work that you can say that to each other?
Jess, is it okay if I bend you over the kitchen sink in the song?
In the song, clearly.
In the song. Yeah.
Very good. That was great. Thank you.
Very nice.
Let's see now.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I'm being told that your gifts for us are ready to go.
Oh, they are? Okay, good.
Oh, yes.
All right.
It's your main gift is in the freezer bag in the back.
Oh, yeah. I'm going
to love it. Okay. As usual, the delicious pot pies.
Yes, thank you.
But we can distribute these gifts very quickly.
They're in very handsome bags, small bags.
Wonderful presentation.
Yes, these are nice.
Hefty? Hefty? How would you describe it?
Fairly hefty, sure.
How much would you...
These are all custom for each of you.
These are very nice.
How much did you spend?
Well, let's go ahead and take a look-see here.
Joshy, what's in the bag there?
I'm unwrapping this. It looks to be... A deck of cards?
That's right.
With my face and with your face on it.
Let me see.
My face and your face.
My face and your face.
Everyone's got their own custom deck of cards with their face on it.
That is something else.
Let me see yours, Ace.
With the photo I love.
It's a great photo of Ace. Yep. Ace is a man of color. In this case,
what color?
The color is really inappropriate. Yeah, that's great. There you go.
Yes.
Patty G, you got your little face on there.
I love it.
Okay.
Well, thank
now,
you,
next
Tom.
Time you play cards, you can play with me. Thank you very much.
You can play with me.
Also, I got you those custom-made pot pies.
Yes, thank you.
Delightful. And I will warn you now, when you make a pot pie, you have to be patient after you take it out of the oven. Because they're hotter than molten steel. You've got to let them chill for a while.
They shuffle very
nicely.
It's
hard to do because they shuffle well?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Chick,
good.
I'm holding the deck up. I'm going to split this deck. And if you can tell me exactly what card it is, and there's no trick here. I don't know any. I will give you $500.
Is that right?
I'll give you a $2 bill.
What is that? The $2 bill?
You're just guessing a card out of 50.
Should I go
cards.
Now?
Yeah. Hang on a second. Let me
Seven of clubs.
Hold on.
Eight of spades.
Oh, so close.
Okay, try one more. Look at this chick right here. I got a $2 bill.
We really thought you were going to get us $2 right. bills with your
That's
face
what I
on
thought,
it.
Yeah.
I'll do the. Tell me when to stop.
I think it's
Josh.
Illegal.
Stop.
Two of spades.
Oh, he's very good.
Wait a minute.
He's very good.
What?
Oh, we have more stuff to open over here.
Oh, yes, what do you have over there?
I'm not
what
sure what this
oh,
is.
Oh, we've got something from Jason. Is our gift from Jason here?
Yeah, we sure are.
I think I might have the most expensive one.
I think so.
Go ahead, open. That's a big box. I got a little teeny box.
Yeah.
What do you got in there?
I don't know. Is this what it is, or is this the box? It's called the Sound Brick.
Look at that.
It's a Lego.
It's the Lego. I'll put this right beside my, when I get it together, for the Seinfeld thing that Josh gave me.
Oh, nice.
Does it actually work as a speaker?
I bet it does. I think it does, actually.
Oh, you put your phone in it.
Oh, you put your phone in it,
There you go. All right, so it looks like a radio, an old school radio.
That's cool. Yeah.
And this is, it says on the back, warning, ingestion hazard. This product contains a button, cell, or coin battery. Death or serious injury can occur if ingested.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Offie.
So I don't understand. You turn your phone. I can't see it.
You build the Lego set, and it looks like an old school radio, and then you put your phone in it, and it'll.
Oh, he's got to build
sound.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool. That's very nice.
What do you got, Tom?
I have a the Framtone pin.
Oh.
You know,
really?
Peter Frampton?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. That's the thing that, do you feel like I'm...
Yes.
Christy, what do you got there?
I don't know. Jason said it was for me, my rock and roll pass.
That's nice rapping.
Yeah, you did a great job, Jason.
That looks like it's about the size of a shoebox, maybe.
Real rappers would pick that out as a half-ass.
Yeah, Chick really showed us that.
Yeah, I showed us all.
He showed us how you have to really do it.
Really
you didn't rap anything.
Uh-uh.
No.
All right. Well, because Chick's the best rapper here. That's what's disappointing.
That's right. Okay.
I would have thought Ace would have been the best rapper.
Come on, y'all.
Yo.
Christy's struggling to open this box.
Boy.
It's
bubble wrap.
No, she's reaching in, and it looks like a...
It looks like a box in a box.
Okay, there's a box in there. Is it a chess set?
Oh, it says Gibson. It's a guitar case.
Very cool. It's a little tiny guitar case.
Some Billy F. Gibson beard hair.
Is it...
What's in there?
A little guitar...
That's cool.
All right, cool. Oh, you put the guitar together?
No, it's like a little...
That's a life-size guitar for Christy.
Yes.
That's how tiny she is.
Wow.
It's very cool.
A miniature guitar?
I think you can collect them, actually. I think
a Frampton guitar?
Nice.
The Peter Frampton guitar.
Oh, there you go. That's the
famous Peter Frampton.
Is that Phoenix?
Phoenix.
Yeah,
and we know your love of Peter Frampton, and that looks to be insertable to me.
Well, if that doesn't say Christmas, I'll kiss your ass.
Thank you, Josh.
Oh, that's so cool.
Jason.
That is cool.
Well, you wanted to thank me for the idea. I'd go neck first.
Did you hear the story about how Frampton told him he found the guitar and he gotten it back? they were going through rehearsal. And he said, we need to go through Do You Feel one more time. And the guys are like, come on. So he had his back to the, and they didn't know he had the guitar. So he went, this is and they all went, whoa!
This is the guitar that was, they thought it had been, apparently, it was in a plane crash, and they couldn't find it.
That's cool.
They all knew immediately that he found the right
plane crash, what, in South America? Many years later, it showed up on eBay or something.
Gosh.
Someone had stolen, they'd gone to the crash site and stolen the gear, including Frampton's. The famous guitar from the cover of Frampton Comes Alive, which he now does have back.
Christy, this is an odd text you just sent me. I don't care for this. Do you want it? What does that mean?
That's weird.
Probably shouldn't have read that
out loud. My dead body.
A nice tribute to our friend Peter Frampton.
Awesome. Thank you. Very thoughtful.
Very nice.
I'm not sure where we are. I forget if we've gotten all this interesting news.
You didn't open the gift from me, Tom.
Oh, that's right. I knew there was something.
Boring, though.
No, but I'm sure it's real boring and awful. Just throw it in the trash.
Have you seen that Saturday Night Live bit? My kids play that for me every Christmas. Yeah, that's me.
My gift wasn't open.
Now, this has...
I didn't send enough.
If you're just,
I hate Christmas.
If you're just joining us, Christy got everybody similar towels. And I say that these...
You've got to have the biggest cock towel.
It's called
a mural.
The series is called Cox.
There it is, Cox.
And they're beautiful renderings of a variety of birds.
Variety of birds.
The Rhode Island red cockerel.
You are just zero fun. You know that?
The Congo peacock.
Yeah, read them all off. Yeah.
And then, of course, the woodcock, which is, of course, the best kind.
Woodcock!
Right. Yeah. But no, see, what I'll do is I'll have this ironed and cleaned up.
Of course.
Yeah. And then frame it.
We could hang it in the green room.
It's going in his house.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, I bet it's not.
No way.
No, I do have two garages.
That's why I suggested that. Ain't going in the garage either.
The only way that's going in his house is if it's right into the fireplace.
Perfect.
So this would be great. I think what we should do is put this in the men's room.
Oh, there you go. That's perfect.
Oh, yeah, I can wipe my ass with it.
I'm not sure you get nothing in life.
I was, Christy, about a minute ago. You said, Christy, very much said something I would hear every year from my mom at some point. What? You mumbled, I can just take all the gifts back.
Oh, no kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Legally, a mom has to say that at some point. So.
No, Christy, there were two series. There's the Cock series.
And then there's the Pecker series.
The Pecker series. And who got the Pecker series?
Noah got one, and Chris got one.
Amy.
Yeah, Amy got one.
Yeah.
Now, don't forget the boobs.
I had the boobies.
She got the boobies.
Yeah. I got boobies.
And that's another bird.
Yeah, right. It is.
Okay, and then I'm opening up this.
Aprons, but they were
these are glasses. These are cool.
They're these different ones.
They're skiing glasses. These are drinking glasses.
Right, so.
With little skiers on them.
Yeah, I thought that would look, and they kind of go downhill.
I know what you're going to say, Jack.
Yeah, the top is at an angle.
That won't make it in your house either.
Those are in the dumpster.
Okay.
Practice the words Mazel Tov, because there's going to be some broken glass.
That's a Jewish wedding gift.
I had to give him something.
Apparently this is.
I had to.
The people that own Vale.
Don't worry.
And Beaver Creek.
There are plenty of cabinets here, Tom.
They own.
I think that'll take them off your hands for you.
They own ski places all over the world. Apparently these are from the Congo.
Oh, that's what he's laughing at.
Yeah.
It's a little scary.
Apparently they're pictures of one of Lindsay Vonn's boyfriends.
Lindsay Vonn, she's back, by the way.
She has a type.
Oh, boy.
Well, these are sweet, Christy.
No, that's all right.
We all go to hell. Merry Christmas.
These are classes from the upcoming Cool Runnings, too.
The Jamaican bobsled team is also steep.
I'm sure you will.
We have a little bar area that has like the lights behind.
Don't even try.
That's right.
These are very sweet.
Yes. You win Christmas, Christy.
And the key. Oh, here's the key to this thing.
No,
wait a minute. Let me show you how.
I like
this.
It.
The key to this is the glasses are at a slant.
You're a snake. Oh,
just like a skate, though.
See?
Yeah.
I like it.
That's really cute.
So boy, when you see, that's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Kelly's going to love
around
that.
Again. Send me that around one more time, Tom. Let me see it. Wow, look at that. Whoa.
The upcoming film, Guess Who's Coming to Vail.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I didn't open the box. I just ordered them online, kids. Oh, it's perfect.
The folks in China that made these really haven't spent much time in Colorado or Utah.
I think Chick's unconscious.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7.
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.